Is that loud?
Oh, these stupid headphones.
We have to get a more professional start to the podcast.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
It's a podcast.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their longboards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
Oh, God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
I'm always fighting for my right to party.
Mm-hmm.
Every Friday and Saturday night. I don't spend it at the clubs. I spend it on the steps of the legislature.
Fighting for your right to.
For the right to party.
Yeah. Before my grandfather, the coolest dude I ever met in my life, Jack Moffat, before he died, he was a World War II veteran. I said, thank you for fighting for our right to party. I said that to him.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It was probably a beautiful moment.
Yeah, it was.
That's what they were there for when they were storming the beaches. Yeah. They're like, this is for partying.
Oh, man.
That's how that went.
Mm-hmm.
I've read a lot of history books. Don't question
me. Sounds like it.
When I wasn't busy reading history books, I read newspapers from around the world.
Uh-huh. Do you go to the library?
I do. I get the newspaper with one of those big sticks.
The big bamboo stick on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was reading one from Butte, Montana.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful Butte.
I have a subscription to the Butte Times.
Poor Butte.
I get it delivered to my house.
I think I've driven through Butte once or twice and... Beautiful city, salt of the earth people.
But if you just look at the sign quickly and you don't see that E on the end, you're like...
It says Butte.
Butte, Montana.
Anyway, the good people of Butte, Montana yesterday were terrorized by an elephant on the loose.
Yeah.
You don't see that every day.
Was the elephant insane and rampaging through the streets or just quietly walking around drinking in the sights and sounds of Butte, Montana?
It seems like option B.
Oh, okay.
It was the second one. So I guess there was a circus in town and they were washing the elephant or something. I don't know.
Interruption. I got my hand up for a second. In Butte, Montana, there's still circuses that travel with elephants.
Yeah.
Wow, what year is it down there? They live in our basement, by the way.
They sure do.
They're right below us.
All the cities in Montana are the same size, and they all, I can't tell them apart.
Yeah, they do kind of all sort of, hey, look, Montana.
Beautiful.
You're beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. But your towns look the same.
Yeah, Helena, Missoula, Great Falls, they all kind of look the same. Anyway, this elephant was getting its underarms washed or something, and a car honked its horn and it spooked it, and so it just took off and
poor
just started
guy.
Walking down the street. And you can see footage, people's like doorbell cameras and security footage from stores, or just seeing an elephant calmly walking down the road.
Yep.
And it turns out you can't just throw a leash on that thing and pull it back in. It takes some time.
Did they have to?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know. I don't know how they captured it. Say they captured him within 20 minutes and it's back at the circus where I'm sure it's happy and fulfilled. Yeah. But I love the story that I read said that during its 20 minutes of freedom, it did unload on somebody's front lawn.
Oh,
if like you know what I'm saying.
A onesie, a twosie?
It was a twosie. Right on the front lawn. Imagine you just had a long day at work. Come back home, your spouse is gone.
Yeah.
Your house is empty. You look out the front window and all you see is a steaming pile right there on your front lawn.
Also, especially if it was garbage day that morning and now you don't get garbage pickup for another 2 weeks. Where do you keep the elephant leavings for the next couple of weeks?
That's a bad day.
Ooh.
That's where you do the old Bryce Kelly special where you drive around in the dark of night and throw it in an apartment building's dumpster.
Is that what you do?
That's what I do.
With your dog doo-doo or garbage in general?
No, no. Just any garbage that's too bulky for my little bin.
Like if you have to get rid of a box spring or something
exactly.
Like that?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. If you live in an apartment building near me, I'm using your dumpster.
Wow.
And I'm sure that's what the elephant guy did too.
So anyway, they rained the elephant back. What do? Throw a box of mice at its feet? Because that works. And then the elephant just jumps up on a tiny stool,
mm-hmm.
and then that's when you capture it.
I saw that in a documentary.
Yeah.
When in reality, I think if you threw a mouse at an elephant's foot, it would just give it the old, it would treat that the same way I treat a spider. You know, just give it a real solid stomp or two.
Like stepping on a grape.
And then just grind it into the earth to make sure that, you know, there are no mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, people of Butte, Montana, safe again.
Yeah, safe from the rampaging elephant.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast. It's like radio, but on the internet.
Wow! We don't have rampaging elephants in the streets, but we do have our fair share of excitement, and it comes in the form of world-class oil changes.
Yes, exactly.
It's the same rush, the same thrill of seeing an elephant walk down a road is what I get when I drive into Lube City.
It's exactly the same thing. Yeah, I can see.
My heart's beating through its chest.
Yeah. And there's 27 locations of Lube City throughout Alberta. So there's excitement in every corner of this province.
It's to be shared with everyone.
Yeah. And if you want to find a location near you, go to lubecity.ca.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
What are you keeping track of?
I can't believe how many people are learning a second language. What's everyone doing? Trying to better themselves?
What? English isn't good enough for you?
They're just trying to, what, add more culture to their lives?
Lame.
Geez, so many people are learning a second language.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Just two guys watching the world go by.
We were talking yesterday on the show about keeping track of things. Connor McDavid definitely keeping track of his assists this year. I believe he has 100 now.
He does. A clean 100.
A lot of people doing Duolingo, bragging about their streaks. Somebody said, hey, I have a 1,581-day streak learning French on Duolingo. Are you bilingual now? There's 1,500 days on Duolingo. Like if I traveled to Quebec City with 1,581 days under my belt, would I be able to converse fluently?
I always fear that I would spend, you know, what 1,500 days, what is that, like 5 years?
Yeah, like, something like that.
Spend all that time learning a new language, then I would go to Quebec or France and immediately forget everything.
Oh, yeah.
And just struggle my way through every conversation.
Here's somebody else keeping track. My ex-girlfriend has kept track of every movie she has seen since she was 8 years old. She had a notebook she'd write the movie in, who she saw it with. And this is the part that really bothered me. She had a 6-star rating system. Why 6 stars? She couldn't explain it to me other than she was 8 when she started keeping track. Rory. Yeah, the star rating system, it needs to be an odd number. So that the movie can land exactly in the middle if you were just sort of like, eh, whatever.
5 is such a good number of stars. 6 is just complicating things.
Yeah, there's no middle rating without going with a 0.5 star. I mean, nobody plays a game of some sort and goes, okay, let's play best of 4. No, that doesn't work. No, it's dumb. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a rating system to rate other people's rating systems. This guy's ex and her 6-star movie rating, it gets 1 star in my system.
Out of 7?
No, out of 7. It gets 1 star. Todd James Movie Reviews, Global TV, 5 kernels of popcorn, that thing, he gets 5 stars from me for his 5 kernels of popcorn rating system.
5 is the ideal number.
That one makes sense.
It's the gold standard.
Yeah, that's weird.
I know 6 people.
6 stars?
I think it's a little weird to keep track of the movies you watched. Oh, that part's all right, but just like the people you saw it with.
I know.
That's a little weird.
Huh.
But to each their own. I know people that keep track of their concerts.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people. Well, I don't know if you can anymore, but everybody used to save their concert ticket stubs and you put them in that photo album. Ah, it was awesome. And then you'd pull that photo album out at parties and just bore the living crap out of everyone.
Kids today won't know what it's like to keep your stubs.
Oh, yeah. I see you saw Prism in 1979 at Northlands. Fantastic.
Tickets were $7.
Yeah, well, that's always the worst part. Somebody will post a picture of like an old Led Zeppelin ticket from London, England, and it 25 cents.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Hey, Bryce, you keeping track of anything in your life? Like, Any streaks you're keeping track of? You're not doing Duolingo, are you?
I am not doing Duolingo. I proudly speak one language. And I'm not even good at that one. Yeah. So
I can't believe how many people have... Like, somebody has a 1,581-day streak going on Duolingo in French. And I wrote back, hey, is it working for you? And they texted me back in French, and I can't understand what they said. So apparently it's working. Somebody else said, I started bird watching last year. It's a super competitive sport.
Okay.
Are you allowed to call that a sport?
No, you're not. Nor are you allowed to say it's competitive. But go on.
You keep track of all your sightings. So I wrote back and I said, what is the holy grail bird to spot around these parts? And they said, owls. The great horned owls in White Mud Ravine have a huge following. There are probably rarer birds, but those ones have a huge following. So, bird watching.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't call it a sport. Well, you're not out throwing elbows out there to see birds.
You've just outraged the birders. And they're going to come down here and they're going to beat you with their binoculars.
I do like the owls in the river valley, though.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I think that's the official bird of Alberta, if I'm not mistaken. The great horned owl.
Is that a clue for No Time to Google?
It is not. Anyway, that's just me flexing my bird knowledge.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
A lot of people, Duolingo, a lot of people like to brag about their Duolingo streak. My streak, 2 days. And I have now completely given up on Spanish.
Mastered Spanish in 2 days.
I got it nailed down. Yep, cerveza.
Beño.
Beño. That's all you need to know. So, 1,581 days on Duolingo. Somebody told me that. Where was the... that was for French. Somebody else is doing Ukrainian. 170-day streak in Ukrainian. I can confirm that my Ukrainian has come a long way, and I can actually converse with native speakers now. Can you? Or are they just tolerating you politely?
Yeah, I always wonder, like, I can have full conversations. They take 45 minutes, and you have to talk real slow.
Ukrainian sounds like a super complicated language, too.
It would be really hard to learn.
Here's somebody who said, I'm a letter carrier. What do you think my record is for the most steps I've done in 1 day? I actually responded to this person. And sometimes I actually impress myself because I said, I'm guessing that a full-time letter carrier, you could probably hit 35,000 steps in a day. They said, I would say 23,000 to 27,000 is pretty average for me. There are some routes where I will hit 29,000. Anything over 30,000 is a bit much. My record, 35,000. That's what I guessed.
That's an insane day.
I sleep pretty good most nights, they say. That's a lot of steps. Yeah, 35,000.
Dr. Scholl game better be through the roof. Mm-hmm. You're walking 35,000 steps.
Somebody else said, I'm a private wealth manager. Fancy. That means you're a financial planner, right?
Ooh.
I am a private wealth manager. I have an elderly 97-year-old client that calls me every Friday for, quote, his number. His money is so conservatively invested, it never changes more than $2,000, but he has to know every Friday. Okay. What are you keeping track of?
Private wealth advisor?
Yeah, financial planner.
That's what I'm going to call myself.
Private wealth manager?
And it's just talking about my wealth.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not going great, but it sounds impressive.
I was speaking to my private wealth manager the other day over golf. Oh, yeah. Work, butler, housekeeper, private wealth manager into your conversations, and people will think you're fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kelly. Did Bryce Kelly catch fancy?
When you use the word wealth, it sounds fancy, even though you could have $5 to your name.
Exactly, yeah. Hey, $5 is wealth to some people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about perspective, baby.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
We were talking about what you keep track of. I'm changing topics here, but a lot of people, you just have streaks going. You keep track of certain things that other people might not keep track of. It's important to you, though. Somebody said, I have a whiteboard by my front door with tallies of how many trick-or-treaters come by. I keep it up all year to compare with the following year. Hashtag not creepy.
Keeping it up all year is an interesting choice.
That's weird.
I mean, keeping track of how many trick-or-treaters you get, almost everybody does that. But then to keep it posted for the whole year.
People don't draw phallic symbols all over it in the middle of summer. I don't know. That's a weird one to me. Again, I'm not here to judge. Or am I? Somebody else said, a streak that I'm proud of, every night before I go to bed, I have a gratitude journal where I write down three things that I am grateful for that day. I have done it for 5 years now. Three things a day. I believe in being grateful. I believe in being thankful for what you have, but I don't know if I could come up with three things every day.
Three things a day every day for your whole life?
That's a lot of things.
Maybe three a week I could knock out.
Somebody said I've got a 368-day streak on Wordle.
That's still a thing?
Is that? It must be. That's from Laura.
I gave up on that after about 2 days.
This one, I've gone. This is impressive. How many years is this? Can you do the math, Bryce?
No problem.
I've gone 13,140 days without math. I am 36. Well, that's impressive, and congratulations. Keep on pushing forward. 13,140 days. How many years is that?
13,140 days. That feels like a lot.
Are you doing this by hand?
No. I'm trying to Google it.
Oh.
13,000. I think they just...
That must be 10 years.
I think that's their whole life.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's what that is.
Somebody else, I keep track of days until retirement. I've been tracking this since I started my career at 21 years old. Well,
oh,
you know what? That's kind of depressing. Ah.
That'll just make your time go by so slowly.
I know.
Oh, only 40 years to go.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
We were talking about, you know, things you keep track of. I should have done the math before we went on the radio. I should have whipped out the TI-83 and divided 13,140 by 365 days, and I would have come up with the answer 36. Because somebody texted and said, I've gone 13,140 days without math. I am 36 years old. Congratulations, you've never done math. Somebody else said, I keep track of how many stairs there are so I can give myself a pep talk when I'm almost there. My cousin has 14 stairs to go up. She's lived in that house for over 2 years. It blew my mind that she never bothered to count the stairs. Do people count the stairs? Like, I'm good at my stairs in my house because I come down the stairs into my main floor every morning in the dark because I come to work in the dark. And I know exactly when I'm at the bottom. I don't count them. I've just done it for so many years. Maybe I should count them. I've lived in that house for 19 years. I should count the stairs.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I was saying a few minutes ago, I've lived in my house for 19 years. I've never counted the stairs. Like, I can do them in the dark, but I've never actually counted how many stairs there are.
I think I've counted mine. I got a four-level, like one of those four-level split houses, so I don't have a long staircase.
Yeah.
So mine are like 6 to 8 steps.
Somebody did text in, though, and I think about this all the time. If you had to count your stairs, do you count the top of the stairs as a stair? What about the landing in between two flights of stairs?
I think you go by how many times do you have to raise yourself up on 1 foot, you know?
Yeah.
How many times do you have to hike yourself up?
Connor McDavid, obviously, he keeps track of things. 100 assists. That's impressive.
I guess. If you're into guys who are good at hockey, I guess.
100 assists. And he got a... Looks like I think his girlfriend posted a picture of
His fiance.
Oh, I'm sorry. His fiance posted a picture of the that's an ice cream cake, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks like they celebrated with a DQ cake.
Oh man.
The other day, which knowing that the best hockey player in the world who gets paid what, $12 million a year?
US
celebrates a milestone with ice cream cake from Dairy Queen makes me so happy.
I guarantee you he took, you know, when your mom says, I'll just have a small piece, and she always wants it smaller than what you're going to slice for her. I bet you he took that mum-sized piece of ice cream cake. If he did it, if he wasn't having like steamed broccoli and a skinless, boneless chicken breast.
Yeah, and he didn't eat like the very end of it, you know? He didn't eat all the icing.
Yeah, because it's just, it's too much icing. It's never too much icing.
It's too sweet.
And when it comes to sandwiches, it's never too much bread. Grow up. Anyway. Connor McDavid keeping track of assists, as one does. Somebody said, I used to keep track of how many boyfriends my aunt would bring home.
Oh, baby.
She'd brag, he's the one. I even had a whiteboard at my parents' and grandparents' house to keep track. But this last year, she finally got married. So no more boyfriend counting. Wow. Congratulations to your aunt.
That's a weird one to explain when she's like, what's all these ticks on the whiteboard?
Yeah.
This
one. I love this one. Right now, I'm tracking the days in a row that I make my bed. I'm trying to make it to 66 days as I've tried to make habits a thing and I fail every time. I Googled, how long does it take to make something a habit? It said anywhere from 66 to 254 days. I'm on day 10.
Wow. Day 10. Week and a half into making the bed.
Making your bed. I have talked about this before. It is such a good habit. That's you starting your day off with order and discipline and not chaos. Because when you come home at the end of the day and you see your bed is made and it's awaiting your arrival at bedtime, that's comforting. It's the exact opposite of chaos. You need less chaos. Make your bed.
What constitutes making the bed? Is it just pulling the sheets up and tight?
No.
Or do you actually do like the folding things over?
Oh, no.
Laying out the pillows all nice and even?
When my beautiful bride is away traveling somewhere and I'm home alone, I will make the bed at 3:30 in the morning when I get up. I will completely make it. It takes me half an hour to put all the pillows back on the bed. I will make it so it looks really, really good. During the week when she's here, I'm not making the bed because that'd be weird because she's still in it and she might suffocate.
That would be a little bit weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I just pull all the sheets up so they're tight.
Uh-huh.
Then I came home yesterday. My dog slept on my bed while I was here, so he messed it all up.
Do you put the pillows and everything back in order?
Not really.
Hmm. So you kind of half... half chaos?
Yeah, I treat it like I treated high school, you know? Bare minimum.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
As long as the texts keep coming in on this topic, let's keep discussing. I asked you the question, what do you keep track of in your life? Everybody's keeping track of something. Everybody's score keeping. Everybody's kind of, you're trying to beat your PB, your personal best at, I don't know, walking upstairs. This one, I love this one because it's made me think of another topic we can discuss on the show one day. This text says, my brother would kill me if he finds out. But my dad is in his late 70s and his memory is failing. Every time my brother calls him, it's to borrow money. And my dad has a hard time keeping track of what he is owed. So I keep a spreadsheet for him and I remind him to collect. Sorry, brother. Anonymous. So the topic, I think we should put in the notebook and we'll discuss this one day. Why you don't talk to your siblings anymore. Let's put that in the book. Maybe we'll cover that one day.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Theme music by Garner Andrews.
Guests of the podcast enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled.
Mmm. Mystery candy.